Did you ever eat any liver sausage? Or make any or see any made?
Liver sausage? No.
Liver pudding?
No.
All right. Did you ever see anything made from the blood when hogs were killed?
No.
How about cornmeal that's cooked in the juice from where you make head cheese?
I don't know about it. I imagine it's good, but I don't know anything about it.
All right, ever hear it called scrapple? You ever hear of scrapple?
I've heard scrapple. But
would that be what you'd
I
think of?
I don't know.
You just heard the word.
I just heard the word scrapple.
All right, if you're, but take some butter out of the refrigerator, you take a sniff of that and it isn't very good, you say, oh, that's
rancid.
Milk that has begun to curdle and separate is?
Whey.
All right, the two parts of it are whey, but would you call that any kind of milk or?
Flavor milk.
That's what I was thinking of. Did you ever make or see made any cottage cheese?
Yes, I made cottage cheese.
How do they make that?
Well, you get your sweet milk and set it at room temperature and let it clabber. Then you drain this water, the water part, off of the meat part and use that for your cheese.
I see. Is it hard
and
to
And you
make?
Can put a little cream in it if you want to. No, it's not hard to make.
If you add cream,
you use
is that
cheese. That'll be your cream cottage cheese.
I was gonna say, is that what they refer to as cream
That's
cottage
right.
cheese?
That's right. You strain it through cheesecloth.
Let's see.
From the tea.
All right. Did you ever eat an apple dessert that's baked in a deep dish?
Yes.
What would you call that?
Dessert? I'm making an apple cobbler.
All right. How do you make apple cobbler?
Just cook your apples. Cut your apples up, you know, and cook them. And put your sugar and your spice and your butter in it. And then after the apples are cooked, you roll out your dough and make your dumplings and cut them up, put them in there. And put a crust on top of it. That's a cobbler.
Tastes and smells good. I bet, too, when you're cooking it. A sweet liquid that you serve with pudding.
A sauce.
All right. Our sauce is always sweet in your... I say sauce, do you think of something first that's
Unless
sweet?
You're going to have a meat, then you have sauces to go with meat, which is not sweet.
All right, so you would not necessarily think sweet when you heard the
sweet.
Word sauce. All right, food taken between your regular meals.
Snack.
All right, is this a small or with the... It's
small amount.
Just a small amount. Would you call it anything else if you ate a lot between meals?
I hope you're allergic.
Okay. Someone might ask you, thinking of talking about eating, they might say, how often have you
eaten today?
Well, you say, well, I haven't eaten since I
got up.
Uh-huh.
Since I eat breakfast.
Oh, okay. What do you call the meal? Of course, the first meal of the day would be your
breakfast.
Then what do you call the meal around noon?
It depends upon the area. Some people have their heaviest meal at noonday. And some have the light lunch and have a heavy meal in the evening. So now it depends on the area and the type of work that you're doing as to what you call it.
Okay, then the heavy meal would be called?
Well, you usually think of it as midday.
But it's
your dinner.
Now,
whatever
that could
you
be
have.
Either way, just depending on if it were heavy.
Now, for instance, if I'm working away from home, my husband's working away from home, we'll have lunch at noontime. But in the evening when I go home, I fix that heavy dinner.
Mm-hmm. But on the farm, I suppose
they
used
have
to
it
really
at noon.
And then what would they call it if they had their light meal?
They call that supper.
I see. Right. It all has to do with how heavy or light the meal is.
That's right.
All right. Someone asked you, told you there was a, well, forget that. The black liquid that we drink sometimes with our meals and in the morning is
coffee.
Right now, if you're going to tell someone that it's about time to have some, you'll say, well, I think I'll get up and go in the kitchen.
Make a pot of coffee and have a coffee break.
All right, would you say make coffee or fix coffee?
Usually we say fix coffee.
Okay.
I'll fix some coffee.